Happy to have Bills defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier in studio with us. Coach, I think last time we had you on was in the warm, balmy days of August down at training camp. Yes. We're not at camp anymore, just in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah, no, the temperatures have definitely changed. It's a little bit cool out there, but, hey, it feels like football weather.
It does feel like football weather, and it feels like it's a good time to have a dome team come up here north to play in Buffalo. How much – you probably can't rely on that, but how much do you think about that going into a game like this?
It does have somewhat of an effect when you play in a dome, you know, throughout the season and you practice in a dome this time of the year. It can have a little bit of an effect on you, but at the end of the day, you know, it's about how good your team is and how well you match up against certain teams. So that gets kind of thrown out the window after a while.
You know, traditionally, or at least for the last decade since Drew Brees has been the quarterback, the Saints have been known as more of a finesse type of team, throwing the ball all over the place. They're still throwing it, but they have a running game now.
Yeah.
That makes that team a little bit different.
No doubt about it. The fact that Mark Ingram is having a very good year, but the rookie, Kamara, he's really come along and given them something in the run game they haven't had recently. So they're much more balanced than they have been in the past. Just like you said, they were more one-dimensional. Now they create some issues for you in the run game, which makes their offense that much stronger.
Yeah. What kind of a back is Kamara? And he's more than just a ball carrier, right? He's a factor in the passing game, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the leading receivers for running backs in our league right now. So he's come in as a rookie and really made an impact in the first half of the season, both catching the football and running the football. But his ability in the open field, that's what really sticks out to you. You know, making people miss, running through tackles, great balance. He's a great addition to their offense.
They run a lot of screen passes to him.
A lot of screens. And that is a big part of their offense. Yeah. You know, and they screen from anywhere on the field, so they put some stress on your defense in that way.
Is that different? Is there a certain part of the field where offensive coordinators usually think to run a screen?
Usually you can get a feel for where they're going to run screens. You know, most teams you can expect it maybe three or four times a game. Well, this team, you know, you might get it up to 10 times in a ball game from anywhere on the field. You know, in the red zone, backed up, middle of the field, it doesn't matter. That's part of their offense, screens.
And it's been for a while, right? It's not as if they just waited for Kamara to do this. This is what Sean Payton does. Right?
Yeah, he goes all the way back to when Reggie Bush was there with him. So this has always been a big part of their offense.
What particularly do they do well in the screen game that makes it such a staple for them offensively?
Well, the offensive line, you know, when you study it, they do a great job of getting out and getting a hat on a hat and creating some running lanes for their running backs or wide receivers because they screen to the wide receivers as well. So, but they do a good job of just treating the screen like it's an offensive run. They're very similar, and they practice it that way as well.
What about these receivers and Ted Ginn and Thomas on the other side? There's some fast dudes.
Yeah.
They got some getting them the ball.
They got some good receivers, and you mentioned the guy that probably has the best speed on their offense, and that's Ted Ginn. He's done a good job of getting some big plays for him, and Drew has the arm strength to get it to him. So he's a guy you have to be aware of, and you know, Michael has done a good job for him out at wide receiver as well. I mean, they got some weapons for sure.
With Leslie Frazier, the Bills' defensive coordinator, kind of going over the matchups for this Sunday's game, and we've yet to discuss in depth Drew Brees, who we don't see him a lot here in Buffalo, and it's our loss because this guy he's not just really good, he's elite. He's at the Brady level. Don't you agree?
Oh, he's outstanding. You know, he's a future Hall of Famer for sure. You know, one of the top three or four quarterbacks to play the game, and seems like he's getting better as he ages, and they, you know, surrounded him with more weapons this season. Their defense is playing better, so he's having a terrific year, which is in some ways it's no surprise because of the way his career's gone. But you know, you much rather watch him against other people than watch him against your team.
Sure.
So he's pretty good.
You know, he gets the ball out fast, so he's not being sacked that often. Is that offensive line really good, or is he getting the ball out that fast?
I think it's a combination. They've got a good offensive line, but historically, you know, he's been a guy who gets the ball out fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're number one in the league as far as least sacks allowed, but that's not unusual for them. So you have to trace it back to Brees' ability to be able to get the ball out, not taking sacks, and, you know, recognizing coverages and knowing where to go with the football.
Right. When you think of a quarterback who gets the ball out fast, like Brees, is that a physical thing, the ball is zipping out of his hand, or is it more like a quick decision-making, command of the offense type thing?
Well, he definitely has great command of offense. He's been in this offense for the last 10 seasons with their head coach, Sean Payton, who's also the coordinator of their offense. So that synergy between the two of them and his ability to be able to recognize what you're doing on defense and his decision-making, and once he makes a decision, getting the football out, I mean, it's a great combination. His accuracy is what sets him apart from other quarterbacks who have quick releases. His accuracy is second to none.
We hear the stories about Brady and the preparation that he does going into a game and the film study. It would seem like in Drew Brees you got a pretty similar situation. This guy probably grinds film all week long looking at your defense, right?
Yeah, you know, just in talking with Tavares Cadet, who we just signed, that's exactly what he told us. I mean, he's, you know, Drew's one of those guys who he told me is pouring over film, trying to find, you know, what the best matchups are for their offense and what the best play calls are. So he's one of those guys who, similar to Peyton Manning, who I was with in Indianapolis, who's going to spend the time, much like the coaches would, in his preparation, which also sets him apart because of his athletic ability.
How has Drew Brees managed to overcome his lack of stature, his lack of height?
Well, some of it goes back to his intelligence, his football intelligence, understanding what defenses are doing, his decision-making, finding those lanes to be able to throw the football within. Because when you're 6 foot, a little bit under 6 foot, to be able to do what he has and throughout his career is really amazing in a lot of ways. Usually those guys that are a little bit short in stature, they're more quick guys, scrambling quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. He's a pocket passer,
right?
Who's able to accomplish what he's accomplished.
And he can hit any pass from.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see him drop it right behind linebackers. All right, let's talk about the Bills defense.
Let's just assume Brees is great.
Let's talk about the Bills. And I guess we got to start off with the front, you know, and people have talked about the sacks and not getting as many sacks. He's a quarterback who gets the ball out fast. Yeah. So how do you get to him this week?
Well, the fact that they're not giving up sacks, you got to find different ways to affect him. I mean, you got to be able to make him move somehow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to find ways to do that. But that's the same thing every team says when they line up against him. But we have a plan, and hopefully our plan will work. Sometimes the sack is not what's going to make the difference. Sometimes if you can just get him off his spot, make him have to move around and do something he doesn't want to do, which is – I mean, he'd like to be able to plant and throw, plant and throw. Well, we'd like for him to have to hitch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so it'll be a combination of our coverage, doing a good job with our disguise package, and, you know, our defensive front being able to get a good push, you know, up the middle of the pocket.
Leslie Frazier, our guest, the Bills defensive coordinator. Let's put the Saints aside for a second. How do you feel about your pass rush in general? Not just sacks, but the pressure you've been able to generate so far, first eight games this year.
That's an area where we want to get a little bit better at. I mean, we want to be able to get our pressures up along with, you know, our sacks. And we're entering the second half of the season now, so that's one of our goals in the second half, to get better at maybe our four-man rush and even some of the things we do when we bring pressure, just to be able to, you know, create more pressure on the quarterback. It's in our league, if you don't do that, it creates a lot of problems for your pass defense.
You know, we talk about this on the show, and amateurs like me say, well, easy, just dial up more pressure, just send more blitzers. But can you talk about that? It doesn't seem it would be that simple.
Yeah, you gotta pick your spots. I mean, they get paid on the other side of the ball as well. Mm-hmm. So if you just become a pressure-oriented team, I mean, they got ways to handle that as well. So you just got to, you know, pick your spots and do a good job of mixing it up. And there are some ways to create some pressure. But at the same time, you like to find ways to, you know, get Jerry some one-on-ones and some of our other guys, Shaq Lawson, those guys up front, so that they can win those one-on-ones.
Last week against the Jets, one of the big issues, it appeared, was the tackling, you know, and not being able to tackle. Is that something you talked to the guys about this week?
Absolutely. And, you know, it was really uncharacteristic of us. You know, you look back through preseason, throughout the regular season, we haven't had that as an issue, but it was definitely an issue in that Thursday night game. It was – you know, our tackling was really bad for whatever reason. So it definitely has been a point of emphasis, and we expect to get back to tackling better this coming Sunday.
You know, and I said this, and maybe you believe this or not, no one wants to use it as a crutch, but playing Thursday after a Sunday, if there's one thing that may falter, it would seem to me, would be, you know, physical play, tackling, and maybe even focus on fundamentals like that. Do you see that as maybe one of the reasons for the letdown of the Jets game?
Potentially, but, you know, I don't want to make any excuses.
Right.
You know, everybody plays on Thursday nights. We gotta adapt to the fact that it's a Thursday night game. It's a short week, and we didn't do a good job of adapting. You know, I can do a better job of preparing our guys for a Thursday night game. But anytime you play football, you got to tackle, and we didn't tackle.
You know, when you're up in the booth and you're calling plays and you're watching the game and you're like, everybody, you know, guys are just missing tackles. So you call down there like, hey, man, y'all better start tackling them. I'm putting you in the right position.
Right.
Y'all not making tackles.
Yeah. Well, I wish that would just turn it around like the genie in the bottle. But, you know, we worked on it today. Actually, we had on pass today in practice. So hopefully it'll translate. We have a full week of practice. So we definitely got to tackle these guys. They, as we mentioned, they've got good backs, good receivers, got a quarterback who's spot on, so we got to be able to tackle.
I want to ask you about Tre'Davious White, who's had big plays, spectacular plays in his first half season in the NFL. And then, you know, he's been beaten. All the cornerbacks will be beaten. He seems to take it very hard, though. And I noticed it after the Jets game and a couple of weeks before that at Cincinnati. I'm sure you're tuned into that. Do you talk to him about that at all? I mean, he can't beat himself up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we definitely talked to him about it. And playing a corner in the National Football League is going to happen.
Yeah. Right.
He's made so many big plays for us in this first half of the season. I mean, he surpassed, you know, everything we could have asked for in a rookie corner who's had to sometimes match up with some of the top receivers in our league.
Yeah.
So, you know, we try to encourage him in that way. But he's a guy who has a lot of pride, which is part of why, you know, he's been as good as he has been. And it bothers him when someone catches the ball. But you got to have a short memory playing that position. You got to move on, and he's getting better at that.
How hard is it to really get that confidence in a rookie to face the best receivers in the league week in and week out and not just say, you know what, he's a rookie, we're going to go ahead and put him on the number two receiver, put somebody else on the number one?
Well, when you watch the way he's practiced and then you watch how he's performed in games and the way things haven't seemed too big for him, it helps you to gain confidence that he can handle this. And he's shown us, you know, week in and week out that he can. And he's really been a plus for us throughout the year.
Coach, it always strikes me right around this time every year how, you know, there have been 8 games played and there have been ups and downs and a lot has gone on and we got a long way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, a long way to go. Yeah, Did you ever hit you like that? Like, man, we're only halfway finished here.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it, you know, when we came back on Monday in preparation for this ball game. And that's another whole season to go. We were at the midpoint. Mm-hmm. We're in a great position. I mean, if the season ended today, they think we'd be a playoff team.
Yeah.
So we're in a great spot. There are a lot of teams would love to be where we are, and you can't forget that. And that's what we tried to remind our players of. And it's one game at a time. You know, you got to keep working throughout November to set yourself up for December. And this is a huge game for us. Fortunately, we're at home, and we want to take advantage of our home field advantage.
Coach, thanks for this. We appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. Good to see you.
Thank you.